Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and we're continuing with our teen tween interviews. We're going to be going to two places today. We're going to be going all the way across the pond to speak to a young man named Jack from England. Now we are going to New York, and we're going to speak to a young actress. Her name is
Anastasia Angelakis.
She's 13 years old. She does a lot of sports. She has a little experience. She's on her way. She can play 8 to 14. Why don't we just give her a call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, it's Johnny from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you? Is this Anastasia?
Yes, this is.
Did I say your name right?
It's actually pronounced Anastasia.
I think I remember practicing it, Anastasia, something like that. But let me try your last name. Okay, so your last name is pronounced Angelakis.
Yep.
Ah, at least I got the last name right. So how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. So hey, you don't live far from the Statue of Liberty, right?
Nope.
Can you see it from your house?
No.
Okay, I was wondering if the land was like really flat because I'm from Texas and you can see forever because it's so flat. So you're a sports person. What is your favorite sport out of all of them? Because you do so many.
Yeah, I do a lot, but I think my top two is definitely basketball and soccer.
Wow. What position do you play? Are you a goalie or are you...
In soccer, I play defense, but like I'm kind of like all around. So if my coach needs me anywhere, she could just put me there. In basketball, I'm a point guard.
Okay. So in soccer, you're kind of defending the goal. So you're not really a person who goes down there and tries to score all the time and get penalty kicks then.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right after you, I'm interviewing this kid from England right across the pond. I thought, you know, it's so funny. I thought he was a soccer player and I went back and I read it. He's like an ice skater.
Really?
Yeah. I guess he's from England somewhere and he performs in front of, 14,000 people. That sounds like a lot to me. Hey, so what got you started in acting? Like, what was the first thing you did?
Well, I actually started acting about a year ago and I did a short film for like a college student and I was a supporting role in it. It was a horror film.
Well, that's good because most people, they start off as extras way, way, way in the background. So did you actually have a speaking part where you said some words?
Yeah, I had like about like maybe like 5 lines in it.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty good for your first thing.
Yeah, but I started modeling when I was like a baby, though.
Oh, that's right. I think you were like a year and a half, right? Like 18 months?
Yeah.
Really? Did you consent to that?
I really had probably no idea what I was doing.
I'm just kidding. I bet you were great. A lot of people, they start off modeling and that way they're familiar in front of the camera. So talking and doing the other stuff isn't so nerve-wracking because you've already done it, huh?
Yeah.
So school musicals, have you done some of those?
Yep. I did one in 5th grade and I got the part of Sven in Frozen.
Oh, nice.
And then when I was in 6th grade, I tried out for Shrek and I got the part of young Fiona.
How fun was that?
It was actually like a really good experience because I love like musical theater and everything. But like singing isn't my like strongest thing, but I actually managed to get a solo in the musical. So I was kind of like shocked.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. The whole production, it was just really fun to do.
Wow. Every time I like try to sing, my wife always says, you should sing solo. Solo that I can't hear you. No, I always say that joke. Well, hey, I don't have a voice for singing either, and I have a face for radio, so. Hey, so there's something called the National Junior Honor Society, and you're the vice president. What are your duties as a vice president?
The National Junior Honor Society is a bunch of kids who, like, do good in school, get good grades, you know, and, like, good overall. So I decided to run for, like, vice president because why not? I like to be, like, the leader and stuff, and I like to, like, help out. So I actually won the election of vice president, and I basically have to help. I have to decide, like, what events to do to help fundraise money and stuff, and then we have to help pick the new inductees for next year.
Oh, wow. So do you have any aspirations to be the president of the society?
So the president is actually my friend.
Ah.
And yeah, we decided to run together. We figured it would be cool if we like partners, you know?
Oh, okay. So it's basically you do the same job. It's just, you just have different titles. Yeah, okay. So you're a Netflix junkie? You like to watch Netflix a lot?
Yes, I do.
And I bet while you're watching it, you're going, oh my God, I could have played that part. That should be me.
Yes, that's exactly what I do.
Well, you become what you think about all day long. That's why you have to be careful what you think about. So if you're thinking about that, then it's probably going to happen one day. So do you think about that? Like you close your eyes and dream or like in your mind, what do you see?
Well, in my mind, I see like me on the stage or like on the film on the set. And I'm imagining like how I would be, how fun it would be, the experience.
That's cool. So you're thinking about that visually, right? But
Yeah.
Do you bring any of your other senses in there? Like, okay, now I'm on this set. Like, oh, what do I touch? Oh, I'm touching another actor. Oh, I'm touching a prop. So now you're visualizing and you're seeing it visually. But if you bring in your other senses while you're doing that, like, okay, so yeah, now I'm here. Okay, what am I touching? Whoa, I feel my feet and my shoes. Oh, wait a minute. What do I smell? Is there a fire in the background? So now you're dreaming it. You're touching it. You're feeling it. And when you bring in all those other senses, when you're visualizing it, it's going to happen faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while you're visualizing, start adding those other senses in there. I'm not kidding. An example was, I wanted this car. I really wanted it really bad. And I kept hearing about visualizing all this. I go, this stuff doesn't work. So I said, okay, I'm going to test it. I want a red convertible Mustang. I only got $3,500. I have no idea how it's going to happen. But I picture myself in the car, touching the car, driving the car. And I'm going, blah, ha, ha, get a phone call. Hey, Johnny, I knew the guy. He goes, hey, I financed a car for this kid. He's not making the payments. I go, what does he owe? $3,500. What kind of car is it? It's a red Mustang convertible. Bam. It happened.
That's crazy.
I know. It's just so weird. But then as an adult, you get into life and you kind of forget about all that stuff. So you're a kid. So just, you know, keep going and thinking that for sure.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do with autistic children?
Oh, so I have been friends with this boy since I was 3 years old. His name's Perrine and he has autism. So it started with my older sister was helping his older sister who also has autism. And they started being friends in like elementary school through this program. And then we went to the beach one day and I met the little brother. And ever since that day, we became like best friends. So like probably around like once a week, we go to his house and like we go out to dinner and we go out to lunch, just hang out. And I also help him. Like we practice math or reading and something sometimes, but we also have fun doing it.
That's really cool. So probably when you get older, you're probably going to, and you're making, you know, a little extra money in acting, you're probably going to donate that money to charities and stuff. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like you got to have a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. So right now you're like 13 years old. So you used to be a tween and now you're a teen. Is there any difference?
For me, not really. Not yet, at least.
That's great. So what's your plan? So right now, how do you get your acting work? Do you have an agent or are you getting it through online casting?
Well, right now I'm getting it through online casting websites, but like we might sign up with an agent soon, but I'm not too sure. So we're just doing lots of like online auditions and stuff, going to auditions. Since I live in Long Island, like I'm close to New York City and there's like a lot of stuff happening there.
Mm-hmm. That's so perfect.
Yeah. So I'm just like applying for as many as I can and seeing what I get.
Right. And your parents are really supportive of it. They drive you to the auditions and they're into it as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. So weird. I've been getting like a lot of phone calls. I just talked to somebody in Russia. I'm going to be calling somebody in Australia in a minute. And they're just, you know, kids that are your age and they don't have the opportunities that you have. They're like, oh, I want it. But their parents are either not into it or they can't afford it or they live in a weird area. So even though you just started a year ago and you have the good family, you have a pretty good advantage, I think.
Yeah.
You know what? Plus you're so good in sports, you're probably going to get a role to where you're playing some type of a sport and you'll just be an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you see that?
Yeah. Actually, a couple of months ago, because I do like skiing and snowboarding because my cousins have a house in Pennsylvania. So we go there like every weekend in the winter. So I got a role for like a commercial in like a ski resort.
Wow.
But it got like canceled or something.
Well, I know, but still, because you have the skills. So are you a black diamond person? Do you go up really high?
Yeah. I go on like double black diamonds on ski and snowboard.
Well, yeah. And you have no fear, huh?
Nope.
Wow. Because we have a cabin up here in Big Bear locally. And the first year we bought the cabin, we went skiing like all the time, season passes, but never past the blue, whatever the blue is, intermediate. We never went past that. So that's pretty. But you know, sometimes when you're a kid, you just have no fears. You just have, this is just fun. And you don't really think about it.
I've gotten hurt a couple of times, but like, I just love doing it. So I just keep going.
Well, what do you like better, the snowboarding or the skiing?
Well, I've been doing skiing since I was 5, but like snowboarding, I just started last year.
Yeah, snowboarding's hard. I thought, oh, I'm going to try it. But
yeah.
I'm pretty old. So, well, I made the mistake. I didn't rent a snowboard. I bought it from some guy in my neighborhood who had like a bunch of piercings and tattoos. And I guess he was like a hardcore snowboarder. So when I was taking my ski lessons, my board was going faster than everybody else's. Maybe it was waxed down or something. And it wasn't good. I fell a lot. So no, I'm only going to do skiing because skiing's so easy.
Yeah.
It's either you want to go, you do French fries. If you want to stop, you do a pizza, right?
Yeah. Snowboarding is so much balance.
Yeah. Well, plus if you're younger, you're lower to the ground. Now, when you do your skis, do you have the poles or do you not have any poles?
I have poles, but sometimes I just don't use them. So sometimes I do. Usually I do use them, but you don't really need them.
That's true. So where do you see yourself, say, let's go with like 15 to 16. Where do you think you're going to be?
Hopefully I'm somewhere big, you know, like getting out there and getting my face out there, you know, and just becoming a successful actor.
Do you have plans to go to, you know, well, I'm always saying university because that's what they say when I talk to overseas people. It's college here. Do you plan on going to college?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. It's always good because you can always do both because it's not like acting is like so full time. You can still go to college. And these days you don't really even have to go. You can do it online, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, everybody's doing it online right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So by the time you're 13 right now, you're so young. By the time you're 21, you're probably already on like 2 or 3 series. You've already done a bunch of pilots to get there. You already got your commercials going. You've already graduated from college. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So who is an actress out there that you identify with a lot? You like them as an actor, but you also feel that you could probably play their part too.
I don't really know. I just like whenever I'm like watching a TV show or movie or something, there's always one actress I try to like pick out and find, and I just try to relate with them. So there's like no one really specific, but it's just a lot of people with like the same personality as me and stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I've been setting up my home self-taping thing over the past so many months, and I just moved and I finally got everything. You know, I did everything wrong in the beginning, but now it looks pretty good. So I'm getting used to the self-tapings. But when you start going there and doing your scenes, but then you go back and you watch TV, you don't watch TV the same anymore, do you? I'm like, oh my God, I should like record this and write down and I should try to play that part right now.
Yeah, like when I was younger, I used to like print out like scripts and just like act it out with my friends. I don't even think they weren't really interested in it, but I was.
Well, that's a good friend.
Yeah.
Because I know my wife hates it. I would say, I have another audition. So she has to come read off the screen for me, you know? She's probably like, oh, great, another one. You know, oh my God, here I go again. They do it because they love you, right?
Yep.
So I know you're just trying to make it yourself and you just kind of started out. What advice would you have for anyone else out there trying to do it as well?
I would say just like make sure you want it, because if you don't want it, it's going to be hard to achieve. But just keep trying and don't give up, because there's chances every single day and you don't know when that chance will be yours.
Wow, that's pretty good. I think your mom actually wrote the cover letter. Obviously, she's a big fan. She says that you're very good with emotions and portraying different characters.
Like I cry usually like on command. I'm like good with emotions. Like I can portray a lot of sad, happy, like excited, like, you know, dramatic. I'm just pretty good with those.
And when you do get a gig, like you're going up there and you're doing like an acting or a modeling thing, are you just kind of like, hey, just go with the flow or like whatever? Or are there some nerves that are going on too?
Usually I just go on. I'm usually not nervous. Sometimes it's a little nerve for something like big or like I'm on auditioning.
Yeah. Well, bottom line is try not to be anybody else, because there's already somebody else. There's only one you. And I think that if you're just going in there and you're just being yourself, because you know you're either going to get it or you're not, and there's 1,000 reasons. You're too tall, you're too short, you're too fat, you're too skinny, oh my God, or you are better than the person. You're actually too good for this film.
Yeah.
Okay, Anastasia, thank you so much for being on my podcast. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to share your story, because I know there's other girls at home sitting there going, wow, even though she's just starting out, at least she's done a few things, and you know what, that could be me. And then 5 years from now, when you're super successful, they'll be following you on Instagram and all that. They'll be going, oh my God, I remember her podcast, you know, and I got into acting because of her. So thank you for sharing your story.
Of course.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have a link to her backstage profile in the description area. Wow. So amazing. Now, yep, we're going across the pond to Blackpool, England, in the United Kingdom. This guy, Jack, he is an ice skate performer, and he has performed in front of 14,000 people. So that is a form of acting. So why don't we just give Jack a call in London, and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Yo.
Hey, Jack, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Yo, what's up, Johnny? I'm good, fam. How are you?
Good. Oh, I guess I'm the one with the accent now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got that a lot with my British accent.
I just talked to somebody from Russia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm the one who sounds funny to them.
Oh, yeah.
So great.
No, I like the California accent.
Yeah. Hey, so what made you even want to get into acting in the first place?
Well, since I was little, I've always enjoyed it. I've mentioned I do shows every single year. I've done that since I was about 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, with me being a figure skater as well, we do these Christmas shows as well. We have Beauty and the Beast 1 year, Cinderella the other year, and such as that. So what I've been doing since I'm 10 years old, we've actually done an ice show every single year, every Christmas, and we perform on ice and we act at the same time, obviously while playing all these characters.
Oh, okay, like Peter Pan and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're doing Peter Pan this year, actually. This Christmas, we're doing Peter Pan on ice.
Oh, wow.
As well. And obviously, we act and skate at the same time, and it's really good. The show sells out every single year.
Right, and that's at the Pleasure Beach Arena?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I was trying to look it up. So it's like theater seating, and how many people people does it hold?
I think altogether, we had about 15,000 people altogether.
And when the performance is going on, how many hours is that for?
About 1 hour, 45 minutes.
And do you guys have understudies in case somebody gets hurt or they have to go to the bathroom or something?
Yeah, yeah, we do have understudies. I have been some understudies for previous parts.
I interviewed this kid. He was in Australia and he was doing a show called Billy Elliot. And there were four guys that played Billy because it's a 3-hour show. So if somebody goes, oh, I got to go to the bathroom, another guy would step in, or, oh, I'm hurt, they would step in. Everybody would start out like the main characters, but they would switch up. So there were four of them. I was like, oh, that's crazy. And they all get to perform.
Yeah.
That was the good thing. So besides the acting and the figure skating type, what other type of acting or theater or experience do you have?
Well, I did acting in school as well. Yeah, I've done the GCSE of it. And then what I'm doing, I'm studying music at college now, Triple B Tech Music. I do songwriting as well. But while in isolation, I've been thinking that I do really, really enjoy music. I love it with a passion, but I think it's more of a hobby than having a career out of it. So I was thinking of maybe just like going to some theatre. What I'd love to do is to do TV and film acting.
Yeah.
Because there's a university in London which does that. So I'd love to go to that if there's some theatre schools and get trained up again and just carry on with my acting as you already do.
Maybe that's a way you can get your hobby songwriting once you're the actor, you know, and they need music for the soundtrack. Maybe you can collaborate with somebody and get your music out that way.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And like, it's also good for parts as well. Say if there's a musical character in a film or something, say if the character plays guitar and I play guitar in real life, that means that I'll be able to play that character because the musical skills can come into acting.
Right. Hey, what other instruments do you play?
Obviously, I've got guitar as my main instrument. I play piano on the side as well, but guitar is my main instrument.
Right, so when you play the guitar, is it just kind of freestyle, or do you musically know the notes?
Oh, no, I've had guitar lessons since I was like 12, so I've been doing it for ages.
Now, what other way do you have of getting work? Do you just have a profile on backstage and that's it, or do you have agents, and are you on other casting profiles?
That's something that I'm like aiming to do. Obviously, I've got backstage in home. I've applied to some TV shows and stuff in backstage.
So have you heard of the other ones that are out there? I think people in England use it's called Mandy and Spotlight.
I'm not quite sure about that one.
It's kind of like backstage, but I think they use it more in the area that you're in, more in England. It's called Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y, and it's called Spotlight. So basically you're just going to go in there, create a profile, and once you start getting it all together, putting down your experience and making it look a lot better, that way you'll have three online places for you in order to submit and get work to get your career started.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Would you mind sending a link to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Not a problem. Hey, so how old are you right now?
I'm 17 at the moment.
Okay, 17. So what are you going to be doing when you're 21? Are you going to university first? Are you going to just go for this acting or what?
Hopefully, when I finish music, the course in college, I can probably apply to some acting unis. One of my things I aim to do is get into some acting schools.
Yeah.
After I come out of lockdown, obviously we can't do it now. But there's this thing over here called Scream Theatre School. It's for kids like from 9 to 18. Obviously I can't do that. What they have like a managing system where you can audition for it, you have a script, and if you get in, then they'll take you for a photo shoot and basically act as your agent. They'll find your work and stuff like that, and if the sound works for you, then they'll call you up.
What's the name of that?
Scream Acting School.
Oh wow.
That'll be really helpful. I really want to try and do that for come out as well.
Right, because most of the stuff that you see online is kind of like a smaller projects, or if it's on a bigger project, it's like the leftover type roles. And that's where people have to start out. But eventually, yeah, you got to get an agent, you got to get more training, and you have to get someone to represent you like that so you can get an opportunity for the better parts.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing I'm also trying to do as well, I'm trying to build a portfolio of my work, what I've done in acting, my performing.
And you have a lot of footage of you ice skating, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I've got a DVD of every show.
You got to take little clips of you doing amazing things and then bam, put that on your reel and they'll be like, oh my God, this guy's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where in England do people go for more training for acting that you've heard of?
Mainly Manchester. Manchester is a city with a lot of acting opportunities there. Like my friend, for example, he goes to an acting school in Manchester and he does acting there and he got offered to be an extra on a TV series, but he couldn't do it. Joe Coronation Street is.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's a TV series over here. It's pretty big in the country, and he was offered to be an extra on it, but he couldn't do it because he was doing something else. But that's through an acting school.
That's a good way to learn, by being on the set and watching everything, how it goes. That's how I started. I just sat back and just watched everything.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because you actually see how they do it, and you're going, wait a minute, I'm going to acting class. They're not teaching us this.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're a good example of somebody out there who doesn't even have a backstage profile. I'm talking to a guy later on. He actually doesn't even have the money to get the backstage profile.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he lives in Australia somewhere, and he's a 15-year-old kid. Somebody like him, he can start looking at your page going, oh, wait a minute, look at this guy. At least he's got his picture up there. He doesn't even have that to put his picture. Then you go, oh, wait a minute. Now you got your Instagram. Oh, wait a minute. Now you got some acting experience. Now you got the clips. Now you got the, it's a long haul. You got to keep going.
Definitely.
You're young. I didn't start till I was like late 20s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
So somebody out there pursuing acting, what advice do you have for them to keep going?
My advice would be just never limit yourself to what you think you might do. If you never think big, you will never get big.
Ooh.
And I believe that if you put your mindset, and if your goals are high and you've got your mindset, you're going to put all your hard work in, no matter what it takes to achieve the goal, you'll definitely achieve it. All these people say, I want to be in a TV show or film series. Like, they'll just laugh at you, and you need to just not let people like that put you down about it. You just need to keep your head up about it and just keep pursuing it. Just try, put your heart and soul into it, and then you'll most definitely get it if you just keep at it, keep grinding.
That's true.
All the time.
That's true. Because sometimes it's life gets in the way and you get distracted. You're like, wow, 2 years just went by. I got to get back on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think because I'm young as well, I've got more opportunity.
Right. So by the time you're 25, what do you think you'll be?
Hopefully an actor.
Yeah? An actor where? An actor right there where you're living in England?
Hopefully an actor in LA.
Oh, really? You want to come to Los Angeles?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go there. I've always loved that place.
Oh, wow.
I've always dreamed of living there.
Casting profiles, start making that look better. Put more stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fill it out. Get your better pictures. And then by the time you're ready to come to LA, you probably already have some experience over there and you have a resume. And you definitely have to work on more American accent, but that could be an advantage that you have the accent. Number one, the girls will love it, of course. They're like, oh my God, say my name, say this. Oh, you're from England. Oh my God, you're so, you might be a Prince Harry.
I mean, that may be one of the reasons why I want to go there.
Yeah. So you'll get the girls for sure, but you'll also be able to audition for parts like that. Because when I moved here, I was from Texas and I was like talking like this, and you know, they would not give me any parts because I sounded like a hick. And seriously, there were some really big parts I was up for, and the voice made them a little nervous. And I was like, oh man, I should have worked on it a little earlier in life, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I get what you mean. LA as well, it's like there's so many opportunities there, Hollywood and stuff.
Exactly. So once you get, we're 18 or 19, you graduate just before you go to college. Can't you get a 6-month visa to come over here and work?
Yeah. Do you know what Camp America is?
What is it?
It's basically, you go to America for about 1 to 2 months and you run a camp for children who need it, like less fortunate people, disabled people. You run a camp for them for about a month. Then at the end, you get paid $1,000 and then you can travel anywhere in America you want. And that's something I really want to do.
Oh, you're a chaperone?
Yeah. So you basically act as a chaperone, but then at the end of it, you get paid some dollars,
right,
and then you can travel.
Right.
You can travel anywhere you want. And I would love to go to LA and just see what it's all like for all the acting industry and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you definitely come to LA, I'd say that would be the major thing to work on. Just work on your voice where you can switch it on and switch it off. Switch it on, switch it off.
Yeah.
Where you can be more American and then be more English. And plus, like you said, you have a great advantage playing musical instruments. There could be an amazing ice skating part and you're a professional ice skater.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get picked. You're probably going to work a lot doing ice skating parts.
Yeah. I mean, I do it every year, so I'm pretty experienced in it as well.
All right. So I guess we'll see you in 2 years, right?
Yeah. Hopefully.
So wrapping up here, is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, if you would like to find me, you can go into my music account to check out some of my music. It is at Zin on the top. If you want to follow that, you can follow it.
Is that on Instagram?
Yeah.
All right, we'll put a link to that inside the description.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so hey, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your Saturday to enlighten my audience and sharing your story. Thank you so much for being on my podcast, Jack.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
All right, man.
Okay, thanks, Johnny.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Jack, RADDON on Instagram. Please like and share this episode. Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down. JK's going to take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful. You're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no, because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one. It's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star. But for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm casting a pilot. My life's been out of control, just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottom. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box off the straw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.